This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Portland, Oregon, the city council is wondering if it should increase free range areas for dogs in city parks. This is a passionate issue in Portland. 16 dogs were poisoned last month in one park. 12 of them died. Many people think the leash law ruckus is behind the poisonings. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Lee Garnett reports.
Laurelhurst Park spreads over 34 acres in an upper middle class neighborhood of southeast Portland. The 91-year-old park is on the National Register of Historic Places. It also draws more complaints about owners running their dogs off-leash than any other park in Portland. On this day, though, ravens outnumber the dogs. It's been that way since the first 2 weeks of July, when 16 dogs became critically ill after they played here. Owners believe their dogs ate tainted meat hidden in the bushes. Police have confirmed that the poison used in at least two of the deaths was the herbicide paraquat. Most of the victimized dogs were off-leash at the time. The Laurelhurst Neighborhood Association held a special meeting to address fears raised by the poisonings. About 200 people jammed the community center. Like a funeral, the first two rows were reserved for people whose dogs were poisoned. Throughout the entire meeting, one woman, Deborah Stannert, held up a framed photo montage, which included pictures of her two black Labradors.
This is a picture of my family. Notice what's most prominent is my two dogs. Only one of them exists today.
One by one, other dog owners rose to speak. Tears streamed down the face of Ellen Hanna as she mourned the loss of her pet named Ruby.
My life has changed. It's empty. I'm sure you all know. But maybe something good can come out of this. A park is not a park to me without dogs and kids.
Even at this meeting, the tension over dog leashing laws was apparent. Jay Hummel, an elderly man wearing Bermuda shorts, spoke of his recent conversation with a nurse who walks her dog in the park.
She told me there was three ladies so far in this last year that have broken their hips with dogs, friendly dogs, coming up and greeting them and knocking them over, and they broke their hips. This is the kind of thing we can't have in Laurelhurst Park.
The majority of time at the meeting, though, was spent on dog owners' concerns, primarily their frustration that the city did not move fast enough to start an investigation when they reported their animals had taken ill. Portland Mayor Vera Katz promised the crowd that the city is taking the crime seriously.
I understand the pain that all of you feel. I understand the anger. I understand the frustration. I had a dog that I also had to put to sleep, and I'm a dog lover, and even I violated the dog leash law early in the morning.
Authorities are offering a $15,000 reward for information leading to a conviction of who's responsible for the dog poisonings. For NPR News, I'm Lee Garnett in Portland, Oregon.